Mr. Anting, hello and welcome to our morning news program. This news of merging LNT and TV3 news services has quite shaken, I would say, the Latvian journalistic environment, to say the least. So I'm wondering, how important is news for you, your company's business strategy?
Well, first of all, good morning and thank you for having me. News is a fundamental and essential part of what we as a company, as a media company, do. We have taken news very serious, and we are taking it very serious as an important part of the television product and of the rate that we offer to the viewers, and there's no change to that. What we have to also to acknowledge is that we have to address and that we have to reach the viewers going forward on new mediums and new areas, like in the digital space. And this is very much related to our commitment now to expanding our news into new forms of delivery, into reaching new audiences, especially the younger ones. So the combination of forming one strong news department out of the two that have existed now for many, many years under the roof of All Media Baltics is something that should ensure that going forward we will have even a stronger and a more transparent news operation that is able then to produce news not only for linear television as we do today, but also for new platforms that have been getting more and more important.
However, the Latvian Journalists Association has called this merge the worst thing that's happened to Latvia's electronic media environment in the last decade. Latvia is a small country, and even the Latvian president has recently commented this merge, saying that, quote, "The reorganization of LNT news service is very bad news for the Latvian public, because our information space, as we call it in Latvian, or the information environment, is getting weaker with less diversity of players." When you made this decision to merge both news services, how important was the issue of diversity and security of Latvia's information environment?
The diversity and having a strong media space is something that we endorse and that we have supported all the way along. And I do think that the question of having one or two news departments, let me give you a different example. In the UK, for example, which is probably one of the most what the media markets where information has such an important value and is being considered as a benchmark for all of Europe, at least when it comes to information, you have companies like ITN that produce news today, so the same production company for channels like Channel 4, Channel 5, and ITV. So there is model, so the question of having one or two news departments does not define the question of how pluralistic the news space is. So we think that with this structure and creating an even stronger organization going forward, we will add to the diversity in the Latvian news space.
But how can it not affect the diversity and pluralism of the news space if you make one news service out of two that had two different news programs?
So we are going to have, and the number of programs that are being offered and the platforms that are being addressed is going to increase. So doing that with an integrated structure does not mean that we are reducing neither the quality or the amount of news that is being produced. There will be a number of news programs, a number of news services. So if you take 900 Seconds, which is the morning show that is moving channels but continues to exist and by a news team, there will be the TV3 news. So it is not a reduction in the amount of news that is being produced.
Rumors about the merge have been spreading for weeks in Latvian journalistic circles, at least. I understand that your own employees only learned about what's actually going to happen from your interview to Delphi on last Friday morning. Why did you keep your journalists in the dark for so long?
You know, I think it is. We have the preparation of these type of things take a while, and I do think that we have informed our journalists and our employees as the first. So on the Friday, we sat down and we spoke to our employees. Then there was also at the same time the information to the press and to the broader public. So that was done in the most swift and fastest way that these things can be handled. So this was not dragging and information, but we had to have everything ready and and then to speak first and foremost with our own employees.
You have previously said in that interview to Delphi that you would, I don't know which word you used in English, but in Latvian it was translated as slightly cut the number of employees. But information from within suggests that we're talking about 30 to 40 people. So how many people are you going to lay off in the end?
So what I said, so we have today a combined news department, if I take the two teams of more than 150 people, and out of those it is going to be a number of around 30 that will be affected. So this is individually, of course, it is a hard decision for everybody that is affected by it, and 30 is a number of people that will be affected by these changes. So not only journalists, but people working in the news department. So there's also the supporting staff to that. The 30 will be affected, so there will be a reduction now. And then if you ask me where do we want to be in 12 months or in 18 months from now, I'm sure that we will be either back to that number or even having more people, because with the launch of these new news platforms, these digital platforms that we also announced on Friday, there is new jobs being created, there's new skill sets being needed. So I do think that after the phase of reduction now, we will see an even larger news department in 18 months from now.
Who is consulting you in these changes, and whom to lay off, whom to keep?
Well, we have gone through as you can imagine, a company like ours. So we have experts in the different fields of programming, of production, of HR, that have worked together on very carefully going through what the future structure of the organization should be.
But who is actually drawing up the list of journalists who will be kept and who will be laid off?
Again, as I said, so this is not an individual person or somebody that you can single out by name, but this has been a team of experts from the different areas, again HR, production, news, with the background, that have sat together, really spent the time to carefully go through what the new structure should be, and how to do that in the least impactful way as possible.
Here's something that I really have to ask you, given that we've had some very bad experiences in the Latvian media history. Are you certain that you have not been influenced by any interests of local business people or former local politicians?
Yes. So we have not been, so the decisions have been taken internally, has been carefully analyzed, but there has not been any attempt or any action, actual influence from anybody or any bodies or people outside of this company.
Have you felt any interest of any local politicians, former politicians, local business people in this merge?
No, and because we are aware of how sensitive this issue is, this is why we have kept it with what I just mentioned, group of experts and the small group of people involved, and try to do it in a way not to be even open or to raising any concerns coming from that. And I do think that this is an exercise that has been done in a very good way now. So that I can assure you that there's no influence has been exerted from any sources outside of this company.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but public information suggests that the net profit of All Media Baltics in 2018 was 2.1 million euros. Here's what I'm trying to understand. How does this go together with the fact that the company has not been paying taxes from full salaries of journalists and camera people that have been working for your company?
Well, I think you're probably referring to social security contributions. Yes. from the contracts. So the contractual relationships that we have with the people working for us is different types of contracts. So this is something that in the media industry is a common practice, not only in Latvia, but also in other European markets, that you have people on different types of agreements. And we have been fully compliant with our obligations under the social security rules or the tax system in Latvia. So, which does not mean that we would not reassess the contractual relationships with our people and with our employees going forward, and seeing where adjustments have to be made.
But people have been working as micro enterprises, self-employed, on authors' agreements, and those are people that have been coming to work every day to work for your company. Does that seem like a fair deal to you?
No, as I said to you, I do think that we are doing that now as part of this reorganization, going through each and in each individual contractual relationship that we have. Again, these different types, as you described them, of contracts that exist in the market and that are common practice and that are being used not only by us but also by other media companies, is something that we have to review as part of an ongoing, of a regular exercise. So if things have changed, if the work and the amount of work that is being contributed has changed, and is something that we're doing currently as part of this reorganization effort.
But your company has been in charge of these channels for quite some time now. Do you think this is a fair practice for your company while you're earning more than 2 million euros to leave your own journalists that work full-time for you virtually socially unprotected?
No, again, this is the contractual relationship that we have with the people working for us is within... Well, there's different types of relationships. So there is employment agreement, there is freelance agreements, as you describe those. So there is not one type of agreement that is being used, and those are depending on the type of work that is being done and have been entered into. And as I said to you, as part of the reorganization, we are evaluating each and every of those agreements to see if those are still the right agreements for the future.
So how are your contractual relationship with your news journalists going to change after the merge?
Again, we have to, this is, you cannot answer that for across the board for everybody. As I told you, there is individual discussions with each and every of our employees, and the agreements are being reviewed, and if adjustments need to be made, those will be done.
But for news journalists that come to work every day, they work full time, will they remain, and do you think this is a good practice that they remain self-employed or on freelance agreements or run their own micro enterprises while working full time for this company?
Again, I think it is we have to go on a case by case basis. I do think that the freelance or different types of agreements are available to people in order to cater for the different types of work and jobs that are being done. So now, again, as part of the discussion, we're going to sit down with each and every person and review if the type of work that is being provided is covered under the current agreement, or changes may be needed.
Speaking of the joint news service that will work for the TV channel, who will be the head of the news?
No, we have not, as I said when we informed the colleagues about the changes upcoming, that we still are gonna need around 10 days to make a public announcement to close. So we are in the middle of a process, speaking to different candidates and assessing different people, so it's not something, anything where I can give you an update, or I would want to, because we're in the middle of the process, give any update at this stage.
The name of Mr. Harald Burkovskis has appeared publicly, and he has confirmed that he's been offered this position, but he's still considering it. Based on what criteria did you consider his candidacy?
Well, again, I do not want to go now into details about each and the candidate that we have been talking to. So we have spoken to Harald as one of the potential candidates. So what is it? What we're looking for in a head of news? It needs somebody that has the journalistic experience and background to lead such an organization, but that equally has the ability to lead now two teams and to combine two teams and to create a new team, if you want, out of it, so that can really drive that transition, and that equally has the experience not only on the news part of the linear channels as we have today, but that can really drive also this digital transformation and these new digital platforms that I was referring to. So those are the criteria that we are looking after.
You're the head of All Media Baltics, and since July you're also heading the Latvian section of All Media Baltics. Are you going to remain also in both positions, or are you now looking for a new head of for
no,
a
so
new
the,
CEO?
I am, as you said, the acting CEO of the Latvian operation, and this is going to continue for now as it like this. No, we have been exploring. We are always analyzing different options, but right now we are very happy, and our shareholders are very happy with the solution that we are having with myself running the Latvian organization.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for
All
the
right.
conversation.
Thank you very much.